with Andy Moeller here on WBAL. And Coach, you have to be so proud of your offensive line, the way they've played recently against the defenses they've been up against. But how have they come together for you?
Oh, no question. Very proud of what we've done here. I think with the change when Ja Reed got hurt at the end of the season, and then and Bryant starting and moving KO back to left guard and moving Mike over, just goes to show it's a close-knit room. Guys love and respect one another and play well together. And they're fun to coach. And it's more, I think, the chemistry of our personalities than it is a guy playing a position.
The way Bryant has stepped in, how he's played, and Joe has stood pretty much upright the entire postseason, how has he done? To me, he was good last year. He's been good in the past, but in some ways, these last few games, he's played better than he has at maybe any other point.
You know, when B-Mac went in there, he didn't bat an eye, nor did anybody else, and he picked up better than he was a year ago. He's lighter. He can move his feet better. He's done an outstanding job. Never complained when he wasn't playing. Was always there, and really that's a credit to him. And he's earned everybody's respect from the way he's handled the whole situation. He's played great.
A lot of people were impressed by KO as a rookie at right tackle, but now you see him at left guard. I know there's been some debate, where is he more natural at? Where is his better fit? Where do you see that long-term with KO? At least you have some options.
Well, the long-term being here the next week, it's at left guard. After that, we'll worry about that later, but he's really talented. And more so than that, he's intelligent and he has a tough mindset. So he could end up playing tackle, he could play guard, he could play just about wherever he at. But right now he's settled in and done a hell of a job at left guard.
When Marshall Yanda got hurt at the end of the season, the Ravens, I think it was the Denver game, and what he does and when he's in or out of that lineup, I know he's just one guy of five or even one guy of 11 on the offense, but as far as the overall mentality and potential of the offensive line, not to have him in a game, it's a much different group. Is that a fair assessment or understatement of the year?
That's both a fair assessment and an understatement. Marshall, attitude, his toughness, just his personality and his presence. There's no guy in that room. He'd be the first guy you grab when you go into war. And he's played that way, and it affects everybody else, and I think that's obvious.
I have to ask you about your veteran center, who may or may not be playing in his final game, his contributions to this unit, the younger players, to you personally as a coach?
Matt Burke has played better last year and this year than he did 3 years ago. And wow. I've told him that on several occasions. You talk about a pro that takes care of himself, been playing for 15 years, studies every week, takes notes every meeting we're in. I've been around none better and not a finer man. And hopefully he'll be around for a while more, but we're just worried about one more week. And love Matt Burke. He is a tremendous leader.
All right, Coach Moeller, let's talk about San Francisco. Is this the nastiest, toughest front you've seen so far this year? You've seen some good ones. Hard to say that after Denver and anytime you face the Steelers or any team like that, even the Giants, but this group is pretty impressive.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, they're right up there with Pittsburgh and Denver. There are no weaknesses on this front. There's four Pro Bowlers in the front seven. Linebackers are good. Front down guys are good. There is no weaknesses, and so it's going to be a great challenge. But just as you guys, as you were talking about, we face some good fronts here down the stretch, and you should be playing the best on the biggest game of the year, and that's what we'll be doing.
Two specific players on the Niners I want to ask you about. Alden Smith, how talented is he, and do they move him around? Is it pretty much straight up on the edge? How do they use him?
He's very talented, very elusive, got good speed, and more powerful and physical than most people would think for a guy that has 19.5 sacks. He'll be on our left side when they're in a base package, when they're playing first and 10. And on sub, he's usually on the left, but they'll move him around. He'll be on the right, on the left. We know he can be anywhere, and we're anticipating that.
As far as Patrick Willis is concerned, how elusive is he? How hard is he to get a body on in any sort of run-blocking system?
The thing about Patrick and Bowman in there, those two make you earn everything. There are no misreads. There are no misfits. Where it's a crease play because they've messed up. They're physical. They have great instincts and can react and fit the plays well. And they're as good by far of inside linebacker combination that we've seen all year.
Coach Moeller, final question. You having fun?
Oh yeah. These are the days you do what you do. These are the paydays. And absolutely.
Andy Moeller, the Ravens offensive line coach. Coach, thank you. We'll talk later. And good luck.
Thank you very much.